Welcome to the Period Besties podcast with Stasha and Katie. Think About It is chatting with your best friends about all the TMI stuff you've never talked about before with two period coaches who've been helping hormones collectively for over 20 years now. I'm Stasha.
And I'm Katie, and we're pulling back the curtain on what it's like in the world of menstrual coaching. From puberty to menopause and everything in between, we're here to show you how period coaching can save the day. We'll share practical tips and information you can put to immediate use to improve your hormones and happiness.
We're removing the mystery, ending the taboo, and shining a light on just how powerful period coaching can be.
So whether you need period coaching or are considering becoming a period coach yourself, these episodes are going to help you. We'll share stories, coach live on air, and bring smart, savvy guests to share their wisdom too. Let's start today's episode.
Welcome, welcome. Today we're doing a bit of a personal episode. We thought that since we're having a podcast that's based on awkward TMI conversations, then it might be nice to have a little episode that gives you a bit of a personal background about us before we dive into more of the like credentials and work stuff. So we thought, you know, as your period besties, let's have a little bit of a besties chat. So we're going to kick off today and have a little chat about how we met and our parallel lives that we've discovered in having these conversations about what should we talk about, and then just kind of give you a little idea of where we are now. So why don't you kick us off there, Katie?
So Stasha and I met, we cannot remember the year, but we've known each other for at least 10 years at this point. We met through a mutual friend, Natalie Beck. Thank you so much. And she both said to each other, hey, you need to meet each other. You're both doing similar work. I think you'd get along. Like, I think it's you both probably need someone to talk to about periods and the menstruation. And we met and we realized that we had a lot of different things in common. We had both lived in New York City. We both moved to the West Coast for different reasons. Me, it was just wanted sun and warm weather. I think Stasha also wanted a little bit more sun getting out of the city. And then being in the city for a long time before we actually met, and then leaving LA around the same time too, and just trying to kind of really help reset our central nervous system and our nervous system even more after being in COVID and in LA and everything. We realized we wanted to change.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I'm really, I remember very much thinking, I was doing this hormone coaching thing and people found it weird. And so when Natalie was like, I have this friend who's doing something similar, I remember very much feeling relief and almost validation too. Like, oh my God, it's not just me. So that was pretty awesome. And then, yeah, just, you know, 2020 hit and you had twin boys right as lockdowns had started and it was huge drama. And we certainly, I was living in LA, but I was nomading. I was a digital nomad for like 6-7 years at that point. So I didn't even really, I was kind of just staying, like I had just come back from a speaking gig in Fiji. And I was like, guys, Fiji's closing down its airports. I think something is going to really happen. And then, yeah, it hit. And so I was staying at my best friend's, but I was like living in the living room because I was just bouncing around. So I was just like crashing with her for a few weeks in LA at that point. And that turned into months. And then, yeah, you guys, you had the twins and we decided to just leave. Cause at some point, you know, my partner and I were both like, okay, well he's unemployed now because COVID, everyone got let go. And I was like, so there's no reason to stay. Like we can get in the car and go. So we did. And then a couple of years later, we found this place in New Mexico and just driving up the mountain. So we're at a pretty high elevation here and we were driving up the mountain to the house. And I was texting So we had the brokers was a mom and son team. So mom was taking us to see the house and we were following her up the mountain. And I'm texting her son going, start the paperwork. Like, this is where we're living. We eventually decided to settle up here in New Mexico. And after decades of living in New York City and Los Angeles and all of that, we're a year and a half here and absolutely thrilled living out. We're on the edge of a national forest, so you can kind of walk almost any direction from our house and you're in the national forest, and there's mountain lions, bobcats, coyotes, bears. There was a bear mama and two cubs that would walk past our yard to our neighbor's watering hole, which you can't see the neighbors, but they're tucked back there. And they would be like, oh, been bears at the watering hole. So we're really quite enjoying our lives of vastly different from coastal major international cities to 20 minutes from an international airport, but you wouldn't know it because we live up on top of a mountain away from everything now.
Well, I was there in August. So, so beautiful. And like we had the boys and it was insane. Like, I feel like it would take me 3 hours to share the insanity of having children at the beginning of COVID, but it was insane. Jim was not allowed to stay with me in the hospital. I had to like fight to get out early because I knew he would take way better care of me. And through kind of COVID and having children, we wanted to figure out how to get closer to family. We realized how far away we were because it was really hard to get on a plane to get back to the East Coast during the beginning of COVID. And we ended up exploring North Carolina for a while and then ended up on the coast. So we're in Wilmington, North Carolina right now. We just moved here in August. So we've been loving it. We love the new community. We love our neighborhood. We can see stars at night. There's no sirens. I didn't even realize like how much the traffic and the noise was affecting me because I had only lived in cities as an adult. Like I grew up in New Hampshire, but as an adult, I'd only lived in cities. So trying to get used to that, but I absolutely love it. When it says it's going to take 20 minutes, it literally just takes 20 minutes to get somewhere. So that's great. The weird thing of where there's no bobcat, well, there might be bobcats actually. I haven't seen any, but we have alligators.
Yeah.
So in our neighborhood, there's all these man-made ponds that go to the river. So in the summer, I haven't seen any in the winter, but in the summer, you can kind of see their eyes bug out of the water and stare at you. And I always say, like, you're a descendant of a dinosaur. You obviously know more about what's how to live and survive. So I will walk to the other side of the street now and not go near you because I was silly. I'll tell a quick story, but when we first moved here, I was walking with a dog and there was a little baby alligator like on the side. So I'm like stopped. I was taking videos and this woman was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, she's like, "If there's a baby alligator, there's obviously the parents." I was like, "You know what? You're right. I don't know why I didn't think of that. I just have not ever seen a baby alligator." So just learning new things about nature after being in cities for a very long time. But we love it. And I feel like it's been really great for the boys. They go to an all outdoor nature preschool. Our dog Piper has totally chilled out, kind of. I noticed that she's relaxed. You might not as a new friend. But yeah, we're really enjoying it. My parents moved down here for the winter and we've seen lots of family since we moved here, more than we have in years since we were in LA. So it's been a good move.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, we're up here. I'm a cat person, but my kitty reached her old age at the beginning of this year, or 2023, actually. I think it was June that she passed. And Chris is a dog guy. He really wanted a dog. And his sister trains. She's got medical mutts in Indianapolis, if anyone needs a service dog. But she does training for dogs for like epilepsy and diabetes alert. So like life and death training dogs. But apparently people bring her dogs that they find. So they found, somebody found this puppy that was, I think, maybe 5 months at the time. And she can't train a dog that young for the medical service. And he really wanted a dog. So we were actually driving through Indianapolis and we were talking about actually adopting a dropout. So 1 to 3 years, had been trained well, just wasn't a life or death emergency dog. So we were going to adopt a dropout, but yeah, she was like, I've got this puppy and I can't do anything with this puppy. So at that point she was 6 months old and she's just like a small husky. She looks, we don't know what she is because somebody just dropped her off there, but she's smaller. So now we have a husky-ish puppy, which is great because now we live on top of a mountain and it snows. And she loves it. It's like her best environment. And then I said, like, we're going to have to get a couple of cats who will teach the puppy firm boundaries. So our next pet adoption, I think, is going to be a couple of cats that will teach the puppy real boundaries. But yeah, right. We love it. We're up here, us and the dog and potentially some more animals on the way as we live here longer and accumulate more.
Yeah. I mean, you have the house for it. You have the yard for it. The hiking. I just feel like your dog Pepper won the lottery. Like she gets to be in the snow. I mean, that's like every picture you post, you just look so happy.
Thrilled with it. I don't know how she's going to do over the summer, but so far she's she's loving life. So at least she has winters to look forward to every year.
Yeah, but it doesn't actually get, because we came to visit in August. Unfortunately, you were not there, but you let us stay at your home. And we were down obviously in the city and we drove up the mountain. And I was like, oh, it's so much cooler here. Like it's warm because it's a summer, but it's definitely like we were down in Albuquerque and it was hot. Like you couldn't even walk. Like it felt like the pavement was just melting at your feet. It was so hot. It was very, we slept well. Like it was a nice cool breeze. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it is. I never would have guessed that a mountaintop in New Mexico would be the place where I really felt like, oh yeah, this is it. Especially being somebody who moved. Like I think we moved 8 times before I turned 8. I counted one time. So I've never really felt like any place was home. I've always felt like this place and these people are temporary. Also growing up without the internet. So it was like we would move and I would never hear from those people again. So it was like, you know, I really, which, you know, has its perks. You move, you change, you meet new people, you experience a lot more life. But I never really felt like there was any place I would call home either. And it was just absolute serendipity that this house came on the market just as we were looking on the one day that we were here to look. I really didn't want to live in town. I really wanted to be outside of it. And this house just came up at like 6 a.m. the one day that we had to look. And I was like, okay, that's it. It's meant to be. So, you know, it's a testament to, I think, just continuing on, moving, trying new things, finding out new things. I've always said, like, I'll buy a place when I feel like where it is home, but I'm not going to bother until then. I would rather just travel digital nomad around. And now it's like having a home base is really a refreshing almost the first time I felt like it in my life where I was like, I have a place to go back to that's home. So it's been a lovely adventure. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I'm very happy to be here now. It's again, timing, right? It was just the perfect timing for it. So yeah, I think it's going to be fun. So welcome to Katie and Stasha, two people who lived in some very radically different environments with some radically different experiences. But yeah, I think we'll be able to give you some good perspectives on this podcast, and I hope you feel like you know us a little bit better and feel a little bit more comfortable sharing your own life stories and adventures, and we'd love to hear them. Please send them in.
Yes, and I was also thinking like how interesting that our lives are still parallel. We both just moved. And, you know, I think a big part of starting this podcast is we don't get to see each other in person like we used to. So it's going to be really fun to see you every week and also share what's going on in our own lives, our own health. You know, we're both getting to the point of perimenopause. Yeah. And, you know, we've helped each other through many different life stages. Definitely you saw me when I was pregnant. You saw me postpartum. And, you know, just talking all about,
all
things. And yeah, the more that you know us, the more that you hopefully will feel comfortable joining us for some life coaching or sharing questions and knowing that we're just two business besties turned period besties that are here to really inspire and empower all of you to support your health, your hormones, and your cycle.
Yeah. So welcome, bestie, to our bestie club. Yay. All right. I think that's good. Oh, I do will say that on this podcast recording, because of our time difference, you will hear my morning voice quite a bit. So welcome to the Period Besties podcast. You can show up in your pajamas. We, I'm sure, will be embedded in our pajamas more than one time on these podcasts, and you will be hearing a lot of morning voice from me being a couple of hours earlier than Katie. So welcome, show up as you are, and we can't wait to see you in our future episodes. So thank you for joining.
Thank you. See you all soon.
All right. Bye. A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors for today's episode, Period Coaching School and Katie Bresek Wellness.
Thanks to you, our favorite bestie, for listening to the Period Besties podcast, where no topic is TMI. And of course, share this episode with your besties.
Remember to leave us a 5-star review, nothing less than the best for us besties, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on Instagram at Stasha Washburn and at Katie Bresak, or email us at periodbestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out more about us at katiebresak.com and periodcoachingschool.com. And of course, check the show notes for free goodies and extras that support this episode.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now, besties.